Let's go to the book of Proverbs today for our thought for the day. Proverbs 30 chapter, verses 18 and 19. There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. Let us have our thought for the day called the secret way of a ship in the sea, the mystery of how a ship stays afloat. Water helps the ship to float. If there was no water, the ship couldn't float. So the ship is dependent upon the water to stay afloat, to stay balanced. And likewise, in the spiritual, we're dependent upon the waters of truth to stay in balance and to stay afloat if we would be successful in our walk, in our relationship with God. We see a beautiful picture of this in the natural, in the story of Jonah. We read about Jonah in the first chapter in the book of Jonah. After God had called Jonah to go and preach to Nineveh, and he was rebellious and he refused to go, his spiritual ship was out of balance. His spiritual ship was not floating because he left the waters of truth to go another way. God's truth and the waters of truth were flowing down to Nineveh, but Jonah went another way. And so the Bible says that Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, that is, from the waters of truth, from God's command, God's word. And he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. So, beloved, you can see what happened here. Jonah had left the waters of truth. His spiritual ship was not floating. His spiritual ship was not balanced. He was out of balance because he was running away from the truth, running away from the will of God, running away from the Shekinah glory presence of God. And so there was nothing left then for God to do but to send him an outward demonstration trying to get his attention to let him know what was going on in the spiritual realm. So here is then a natural ship all upset, almost ready to perish, ready to be destroyed because the winds and the waves are not supporting this ship, not balancing this ship. It's ready to be destroyed because that Jonah's spiritual ship was out of balance. And so it's amazing, though, how that when people are in this condition, they can be so ignorant, so unaware. It seems their perception factor, spiritually speaking, is totally darkened. So it was with Jonah. What did he do? The Bible said, then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. Even these heathen people were down crying and praying to their gods for salvation. And cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So sometimes the person that's most out of balance, the one that's really running away from the truth, they are the ones that are the most ignorant sometimes. And that's true of us likewise. Sometimes we're totally unaware of why there are storms and waves in our life. God is trying, beloved, to get our attention to let us know there's something wrong with the waters of truth in our life. We've rejected them some way. We're running away from them some way. Because when you have the spiritual truth and your spiritual ship is sailing along upon the waters of truth, and there is a calm in your spirit and in your soul, then you will find that your natural waters in life will be stilled and will be calmed. But if our spiritual ship is in trouble, if we're running away from the waters of truth, we may anticipate and expect beyond a shadow of a doubt for God to send storm in our natural life, wind and waves, because the natural types the spiritual. And if there's unbalance in the spiritual, there'll be unbalance in the natural. If there's balance in the spiritual, there will be balance in the natural. But poor old Jonah was asleep. Everybody else was fasting and praying and sacrificing their goods and their possessions, throwing them overboard, doing everything they could to try to bring balance. But it goes to show you that the human beings, carnal mind, earthly people, earthly creatures cannot bring balance when God has sent an unbalance out there in the natural circumstances to get someone's attention to let them see their spiritual condition. And so they awakened Jonah and asked him to pray and to his God. And what was his occupation? What country was he from? And what was he doing here? And so he confessed to them. He said, "I'm a Hebrew. I fear the Lord," which I doubt that. He may have had some fear, but very little, because otherwise I think had he feared God, he would have rushed on down and to Nineveh and obeyed God. He would have set his little ship sailing on the waters of truth, and he would have sailed straight for Nineveh and delivered God's message. So you know the story. So the more they cried, the more the sea was stormy, and there was a great turmoil, and finally then they had to just cast poor old Jonah overboard. But beloved, God will not let you out of the natural storm. He will not let you out of the wind and waves until you get your spiritual ship right, until you get the waters of truth flowing in to where there can be balance in your spiritual ship. And you know the story. Jonah was cast over into the waves, and then God prepared a big fish, and that fish swallowed Jonah. He actually died and was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly until he looked and cried unto the Lord. God will just keep taking you down and down and down in the waves, in the storms of life. And beloved, if you're out there today and this is your problem, things have been going wrong, storms on every corner, winds and waves overflowing until it seems your heart and soul is sinking in despair, be assured this day there is trouble in your spiritual life, that somewhere you are not allowing the floods of the living truth of God to come in your soul and balance your spiritual ship. And if you will do that, God will calm the sea. Well, those poor people had calm in their ship after Jonah got overboard, and then after Jonah repented and became willing to go to Nineveh and turn his ship on the waters of truth and go down to Nineveh and preach, God then let the fish bring him back up, and there was a calm in the sea. So if you want the storms of life calmed, see where you're disobeying and running away from spiritual truth and the floods and oceans of his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, grant that this truth might be engrafted in our souls today, that we might be obedient to the living waters of truth. Lord, that we might be balanced, that we might sail forth to do thy will and to bring honor and glory to thy name. In Jesus' precious name, amen.